He's also the one that sells the caffeinated gum called Power Gum, and it's white.
I saw an ad for snortable caffeine the other day.
Oh, that's cool.
Probably shouldn't do that because it's a vasoconstrictor, right?
I saw that on Instagram, or I saw a screenshot from Instagram, and it was somebody complaining that they don't ship to their country.
You don't want to put a vasoconstrictor up your nose. You should swallow it. Because that's how you get a deviated, or not a deviated, a...
DeviantArt.
A DeviantArt, yeah, that's how you get a DeviantArt. That's how you get a punctured septum. That's what it's called, right?
If you snort that stuff, you'll start drawing a bunch of, like, horses with dicks and stuff.
Yeah, that's how you get it. You'll start drawing a t-shirt of Donkey Kong fucking Winky the Frog in his mouth.
Someone want to draw that?
That's how it happens to you. Too much caffeine.
Somehow DeviantArt wasn't blocked on our school's, like, sensor or whatever, network protector or whatever. And fortunately, we didn't know what the site was originally intended for, because we only used it because we heard about the game Line Rider, where you draw the line and then the guy rides a little sled down it, and you can do cool little loops and shit.
Okay, yeah.
And it was on DeviantArt. That game ended up becoming a DS game when I was working at GameStop. I remember it came out. But like, we were like, yeah, let's go play Line Rider, and just typing in DeviantArt, and somehow just missing like all of the Pokemon with giant dicks.
People didn't know what deviant meant.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who just don't know what the word deviant means. Like, you would think it's right there in the name of the website. It's like fuckedupshit.com. Fuckeduphornycrapforperverts.com.co.uk.
I think Hassan's teenager drawings are still on DeviantArt.
On his famous, was he drawing?
Dude, why is he drawing teenagers?
His famous Hellboy Hassan account. Such a funny name.
Oh, that's awesome.
Hellboy Hassan.
That's his name. I love Melanie Max. That's still on there. Too.
So sweet. It's like that, man.
What is she still uploading?
Well, she doesn't still upload stuff, but you can tell that, like, there. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Yeah, she was like a Tumblr fan art type person. Like, you can tell the type of person she is. She just wants to draw, like, the same horrible picture of a video game character from 30 years ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And be like, this is my special thing. This is my thing.
Melanie Max got that blingy pussy.
And that's why she has to keep switching to new things, because that's, you can't really market that.
I haven't really heard much about her, like, recently, and I'm happy for it. Because
she's been trying
to
lay low from the Kotaku devastation coming, because they're still writing that story on her.
They never put that out. I think they were smart enough to never put that out.
Dude, she was like...
Wait, what was... I never heard about that.
Kotaku was going to write a story about her. And she just started posting, like, I don't know why everyone's mad at me. I just like playing video games. Like, that sort of defense.
Yeah. Yeah, she gave it so much more hype than they ever would have. Because it's fake Kotaku.
Yeah.
It's like three times removed from whatever that used to be, where it got bought out by some fake company. And it's probably AI doing the articles. It's not even real. It's like new Deadspin. And she talked about it for like 2 months, and then they never put the article out. Which is very funny, because they probably realize, like, she is banking so fucking hard on this. Because she is, like, she knows on some level that she's a loser and that she's not good at anything. That she's not good at games, she's not good at streaming, she can't put out her Bible videos on time.
Can't get pregnant.
In one of her new Bible videos, she was reading out the stage directions.
Wow.
She was reading out a psalm, and she read, "To the choir director, tell the altar boys to do this." And then, like, that's how fucking stupid she
Mock
is.
Mock Tech did it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, but it's time for you to go work at the store, honey. You're not very smart.
So I went to Kotaku just to kind of, I wanted to verify what Alex was saying about how far removed it is. And the first, like, headline that you see is so perfectly on brand for what you were describing. And it is, someone found a McDonald's N64 kiosk filled with Xbox 360 games in their dentist's office. And then the subhead is, while you wait for your cleaning, you can grab a controller and play some Doritos Crash Course.
Oh my God.
How's that news? How's that anything anyone want to fucking talk about?
Sounds awesome.
What is Doritos Crash Course?
I imagine it's like a Doritos racing game.
For Xbox.
And yeah, it's just aggregating content from Reddit. A Reddit user found something quite odd inside their dentist waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game from 2010.
Yeah, you can play it at the dentist's.
Well, that's cool, but it's about junk food.
My dentist is responsible for me getting into Halo, because he was my buddy's uncle who showed my buddy Halo, and then at my buddy's birthday party, that's when I learned about Halo. And then when we were at line for Halo 3 at GameStop, this guy backed in his truck and he had like TVs and a couple Xboxes, and we were like just System Link one-on-one waiting in line in GameStop. And then he was like, hey, how you doing, Chet? I'm like, do I know you? He's like, yeah, I'm your dentist. And I was like, ah, well, I honestly never seen you without your mask on, so nice to meet you.
Was that your face diaper you were saying in like 2006?
Right.